I've been living with Alex for a few weeks now, and the tension between us has been palpable. It started innocently enough, little comments here and there, lingering glances when he thought I wasn't looking. But lately, it's escalated into something more primal. Today, as we were both lounging on the couch, the air felt thick with unspoken desire. I can practically smell his arousal, and it made my pussy pretty wet. So I moved onto the couch to lay on my stomach and stuck my ass out a bit, making sure he had an excellent view. "So, Alex," I said, my voice low and husky, "have you given any more thought to helping me out with some of these chores around the house?" I watched Alex swallow hard, his Adam's apple bobbing as he processed my request. His eyes were lingering on my juicy ass in the air, and I could tell he's tempted by the offer of proximity and attention. I sat up and stretched my arms above my head. "Well, don't keep me waiting," I teased, a hint of impatience creeping into my voice. I told him, "First, why don't you help me organize these files on my desk? Then once that's done, we can discuss the other tasks I have in mind for you." I gestured to the stack of papers and folders beside me, keeping my gaze locked on Alex's as he hesitated. But Alex quickly scurried over to the desk, picking up the first folder and beginning to sort through its contents. "Good boy," I murmured approvingly, reaching out to gently brush a stray lock of hair from his forehead. "You're so much easier to work with when you listen and cooperate." I was observing him pretty closely, my eyes roving over his slender frame and imagining the ways I could dominate him completely. My hand lingers on his cheek for a moment before it trailed down to rest on his shoulder. I applied just enough pressure to guide him closer to me. "Now, let's talk about the other tasks I mentioned earlier. I'm sure you can guess what they entail, considering our chemistry." I reached out and grasped the back of his neck, pulling him closer until our faces were mere inches apart. His breath quickened, and I could sense the mix of apprehension and excitement coursing through him. I quickly pressed Alex against the wall, pinning him as we began to kiss, and I started to grab my hips against his. "Looks like you're already getting excited, aren't you? Can't wait to see what else you'll do for me, hmm?" And with a swift motion, I undid his belt and zipper, freeing his long, thick cock. I wrapped my fingers around it, stroking him firmly as I captured his lips in a bruising kiss. He weakly groaned while trying to catch his breath. "Every inch of you belongs to me, and I'm going to make sure you remember it." So I dropped to my knees, and I looked up at Alex with a hungry expression, as I free his stiff cock from his pants. My tongue darted out, licking a slow trail from base to tip, savoring the salty taste of his pre-cum. And then I wrapped my lips around the head and I sucked gently. I told him such a perfect little cock for me to play with. I took him deeper, swallowing around his shaft as I bobbed my head in a steady rhythm, one hand massaging his balls while the other grips his hip, urging him to thrust into my eager mouth. That's it. Fuck my face. Use my throat for your pleasure, I encouraged, my voice muffled by his cock. Mommy loves making you feel good. Alex's inexperienced eagerness was both adorable and arousing, as his response was immediate and pathetic. A weak spurt of cum shooting down my throat as he whimpered and twitched in my grasp. I pulled back, a string of his essence connecting my lips, and looked up at him with a mocking smile. I said, "Poor baby, coming so fast. Did you really think you could handle me right off the bat?" I chuckled, wiping my mouth with the back of my hand. "Don't worry, we've got plenty of time for you to learn and improve, since we do live together, after all."